Nevertheless, we didn't exercise this right, meaning we didn't accept. Do you see, after he had established through so many arguments that accepting is not unlawful, how he then says, we do not accept, so he would not appear to be abstaining as if it's prohibited. Not because it's unlawful, he essentially says, do I not accept? It is permissible, and we have evidenced this in several ways, citing the apostles, the occupations of soldier, farmer, and shepherd, referencing the law of Moses, highlighting the fact we've offered you spiritual guidance, recalling your own actions towards others. As he had set forth these points, so as not to seemingly criticize the apostles who typically accepted offerings, he clarifies he's not abstaining as if it's forbidden. Then, to avoid appearing overly eager to accept offerings himself, after providing so much evidence, examples, and reasoning to illustrate the rightfulness of accepting, he makes a point to rectify this impression. And later on, he made it more explicit when he said, and it was not for my benefit that I wrote these things, but here his words are, we didn't exercise this right.